In the Declaration of Independence, the first sentence of the second paragraph reads, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." But you know, it seems like over the years that folks have been trying to substitute the pursuit of money in the place of the pursuit of happiness. As if you had a bunch of money, that happiness would just come right along with it. And I sometimes think it's just the opposite. If you just stop and think about it, if money made you happy, then all the rich folks in the world, they'd just be tickled to death all the time. And I don't believe they are. However, I do tend to believe that too much money can be a problem. But now, not enough money can be a problem just as well. And it seems like most folks can't ever find the middle. Now, I also believe that just about all the meanness that goes on in this country revolves around money in one way or the other. And when it gets right down to it, I'm of the mind that money is the reason most folks don't have the peace of mind that they ought to either. So I reckon if I had to choose between money and peace of mind, I'd take the peace of mind every time. Because in all my years, I've never had peace of mind keep me awake at night. But now remember this. The good book doesn't say money is the root of all evil. It says the love of money is the root of all evil. So I take that to mean that the good Lord's telling us, if you get your love and your money in the right order, then you won't have to be concerned about your peace of mind. But now don't get me wrong. I've always said, money may not make you happy, but if you got enough of it, you can sure be unhappy in some real nice places.